Remember walking in the sand. Remember walking hand in hand. Remember the night was so exciting. Remember his smile was so inviting. Remember then he touched my cheek. Remember with his fingertips. Remember.
Rock Podcast number 768. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Twin Sets from Edinburgh, Scotland. The song is called Zippo, and it was recorded as a Peel session in 1982 and just released on a compilation called Peel Sessions 82-83 by Precious Recordings of London on January 5th. It's an excellent documentation of a great indie pop band that never got the due that they should have. This album corrects that, I think, so pick that one up. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's see, I got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to play some. I'm going to start here with Friends of Cesar Romero, and the song is called 9-Pound Hammer.
Better days, I might be out of touch, but I'm not out of range.
And welcome back to the Do Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Traumazars from Denver, Colorado, and the song Not For Climbing. That's on the band Split with Company Retreat that came out January 2nd of this year. Self-released by the bands, but available on beautiful vinyl that looks good and sounds even better. Four songs on that one. Before that, we heard from Vixen 77 with the song Record Store. That was on the band's album Easy Access that came out in March of 2023 on Retro City Studios on CD. That Philadelphia band there, a whole lot of punk rock, a whole lot of rock and roll, and living in that wonderful area between the two. And then started things off with Friends of Cesar Romero with the song 9 Pound Hammer. That's on the band's EP Cars, Guitars, Girls, which came out December of last year. Self-released, digital-only thing. Picked that up on Bandcamp because Friends of Cesar Romero never released anything physically, and they never seem to come my way as well. Am I going to have to make that field trip up to Rapid City, South Dakota someday? Who can say? Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, more music here. Let's start one off with Biz. This is a song called My Little Brother.
Flames baptize the filth of plastic surfaces that has migrated onto my precious natural ingredients. I could never live with someone who didn't enjoy scorched and burnt foods as much as me. Well-fired rolls and burnt ends, another burnt dish from another place. There have been malicious studies that discredited heavily carbonized foods as carcinogenic, but it didn't put me off. One needs to enjoy life, and my only access route to blissful enjoyment is those burnt foods. The taste, the tone of flame-kissed natural fibers, frozen at the moment of their incineration, is what I live for. I cannot feel it. A veil of black. A fine spray of white paint. Will you do me a favor and never ever use back plastic to heat up and touch food with or put in your mouth ever again? Heating it up increases the likelihood that the chemicals inside will leach into your food and drink and into your body, where they will do their damage. I cannot feel it. The veil. I've got real muscly hands and sick legs. They hurt me and the burrs explode. And my teeth, they are old, and my shoes, they aren't the right ones. But I'm young, I'm old, young. I ache and worry a lot about what people think of me. Christmas TV on my mind. Christmas TV all the time. The neighbor, the worm, the spider, they all love it. Toasting. Roasting. I don't want to be lectured. Even a coffee cup lid that's black.
And that was Dry Cleaning with the song Evil, Evil Idiot. That's on the band's new album, Secret Love. Came out January 9th on 4AD Records. I have loved that London band. That's why it pains me to tell you this album doesn't do a damn thing for me. Which is crazy, because in 2022 they had my Song of the Year, and this one, it just doesn't feel it. And I've listened to it like 10 times, just still not there. So maybe you can find something in there that really resonates with you. Tell me what it is, though. Before that, we heard from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds with the song Aphrodite Expedite. That was on the 7-inch of the same name, which came out back September 8th of last year, self-released on his Fun Times Records. He's based out of Tucson, Arizona nowadays. I picked that 7-inch up at the show that night and just kind of forgot about it, so I was glad to dig that one back out. And based on the rules of the podcast, of course, that means I have to play it for you, but that's a pleasure, isn't it? Anything Kid Congo does is a pleasure. And then we started that set off with Biz covering Art Brut in the song My Little Brother. That's on a 7-inch called Sorry About That that came out December 12th on Alcopop. The band based out of Glasgow, and that 7-inch has a couple collaboration tracks with Art Brut, and then they cover an Art Brut, and then Art Brut covers them with Teensy Power. And that is a whole lot of fun. I don't know if it's ground shaking, but it is a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed that one. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 768, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we've got lots of fun and exciting things happening over the next couple of weeks. We've got Eggs on Mars playing at Hillsiders on the 29th. On the 31st, Agriculture's at Record Bar, where Virga is at the Bottleneck, or Radicats are at the Blood Bank. On the 1st, Full Bloods play at Cap Gun. On the 6th, Heat Seeker's at Hillsiders. Canyon is at Farewell. Blinky is at the Liberty Hall Basement. Creepy Jingles is at the Mini Bar. And Find Fiona is at Dragon's Den. Looking over the website, I'm still playing catch up, but I do have coverage out there of Drift Mist that featured Drifter, April Mist, Sarkatha, and Kigari. And then I also have coverage of the Company Retreat, Traumazar, and Tightwire show that happened at Hillsiders a few weeks ago. And of course, I have one more for you here. I've got one queued up from the Mary Onettes with the song Tears to an Ocean. That's on the band's new album Sworn, which came out November 14th on Welfare Sound and Records. The band is dream pop, maybe shoegaze, maybe indie rock. Maybe they're just good, and that's good enough for us. So as in things here, the song is Tears to an Ocean. The band is the Mary Onettes. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
It's only gonna take us back to this place. This place, there's an ocean of tears. It's only gonna take us back to this place. This place, there's an ocean of tears. It's only gonna take us back to this place. place.